I'm not a fisherman.
Okay. I was wondering if you have those animals there. They're amphibians. They hop around. They're a kind of reptile.
Toad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Toad. Is that what they call them?
Toads and frogs.
Those are different.
They're different.
Okay. What's different about them?
Well, generally a frog stays in a wetter place. He likes to stay around living water, streams, and that kind of stuff, while a toad he'd love out in the prairie or anywhere.
Okay.
Field.
And a bullfrog is just a big frog, male?
It's a big type. You get them, they're farther south. There's very few of them might be up in this country, but not. I don't know whether they might have been introduced in here, but I don't know. Game and Fish Department might have started.
Did you have
them where you were?
Yeah, oh Lord, yeah.
The bullfrog?
Yeah.
But you'd be
pretty big size. On. They can get after you if you're not careful.
Oh, I didn't know that.
We used to gig them when I was little.
Yeah.
And, but they could get after you if you weren't careful.
They
didn't take to that too well.
Well, what did they do to you?
They just jump out at you.
Oh.
Make an awful racket.
Yeah.
One thing I forgot to ask you about when we were talking about meat earlier. Sometimes when they castrate a young calf, they'll cook those up.
Yeah.
What do they call that?
Rocky Mountain oysters.
Okay.
You can buy them up here, Cedric's the cafe, if you want them.
Yeah. I saw them in Denver the other day.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
I saw them. And if I could, there's just one other word I want you to pronounce for me. It's a type of seafood. It's those little tiny
shrimps.
Yeah.
Do I say it any different than others do?
Well, you say it like you say it. That's the great thing, isn't it?
I don't know.
Tell me, if you could tell me some about the weather in this area. This morning when I was driving up the interstate, I came to this place where I couldn't see very well.
Fog.
Okay. And those big puffy things up in the sky.
Thunder Edge.
Okay, or just on a...
Clouds.
Okay. Now, what kind of summer storms do you have in this area during the summertime?
I don't know. I don't know any different than any place else. Once in a while, maybe a tornado, but far between as a rule.
Okay. Do you is that what you'd call them, tornadoes? Would you ever call them a funnel cloud or a cyclone?
Possibly, but more likely a tornado.
Okay. Do you just ever have any, how about in the wintertime? What kind of?
Blizzard.
You have a blizzard?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We've seen plenty of them.
Okay. Well, what's the difference between a blizzard and just a snowstorm?
Well, generally a blizzard's got about 40 miles of wind behind it pushing the snow.
Okay, so it's wind along.
You just don't, there's so much snow in the air that you can't hardly see or get around.
Okay.
We've had some rough ones.
Okay.
I'd even see that picture, the snow in that.
Really back banks up, doesn't it?
I think so.
Now, how cold does it get here in the wintertime?
Just depends which block you happen to be on. Each one's got a different thermometer, I think.
I just want to know, what's the coldest you ever saw it?
Well, this winter was, 42, I think, was a pretty common
40
below.
42 below?
Zero.
Okay. Now, when you were working out on the farm and you had to go out in the wintertime, did you ever get that... Sometimes, if you're not careful, you can get a...
Frostbite?
Yeah.
Never did.
Okay. What are they... I was wondering in the fall, when it begins to get cold again after the summertime, and do they have a name for that when you... Do they call it a... Is there a difference between a frost and a freeze or a hard freeze? Do people make
it... Well, a frost might be just enough to freeze a little white on your grass and things like that, or freeze the leaves on a tomato or some plant or something like that.